Microsoft Build hits the start button.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. Today, Microsoft kicks off its Build Developers Conference. The company is expected to update lots of software and introduce a few new gadgets, perhaps a 7-inch version of its larger Surface tablet. But many in attendance at the San Francisco event will be looking for news on one of the company's classic brands, the old start button. Marketplace's Quina Kim reports.
In the past year, Microsoft released Surface, its first tablet, and Windows 8, which was supposed to catapult the company into the mobile age. But the buzz around today's conference? The possible return of the start button. It disappeared with Windows 8. Ray Wong is with Constellation Research. He says Microsoft's mobile efforts have fallen flat.
They need something else to make their mark again as they try to recapture consumer interest.
For decades, Microsoft dominated the consumer tech sector with Windows. But sales of desktop computers are down, and Microsoft is at risk of losing its relevance. Anurang Rana is with Bloomberg Industries. He says Windows 8 hasn't caught on with app developers either.
The most important feature on any operating system that's phone-based is the number of apps.
Windows only has about 145,000 apps compared to more than 700,000 for Apple and Android. Rana says at today's conference, Microsoft needs to get developers excited about more than the start button to compete. In San Francisco, I'm Quina Kim for Marketplace.
Google has announced it will add a new section to its regular reports on internet threats. Google's transparency report will now include the sources of malware and so-called phishing attacks. In a blog post, the company announced it would show where malicious websites are being hosted around the globe. It'll also show the origins of those phishing emails that ask you to click on a mysterious link or give up other sensitive information. Which regions have the highest numbers of sketchy websites? Central Europe and the country of India. And here's a social network name my parents would love, Potluck. Potluck's extremely simplified design lets users share links only, no witty context. The link-sharing user even gets to stay anonymous. It's being called a social network for people with social network anxiety. No glory for the gutless, apparently. Meanwhile, they're taking flight more and more, and it looks like drones are taking the plunge, too. So-called unmanned marine vehicles have been used by the Coast Guard and the U.S. Navy for years. But the Wall Street Journal reports that thanks to cheaper and better camera technologies, among other advances, more and more private companies are getting into this growth industry. One company, VideoRay, now does $10 million in annual sales. There are some hazards, though. It can be tough to find a small laptop-controlled robot if it malfunctions and sinks to the ocean floor. And one underwater drone was reportedly attacked by a shark.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Join Me, an instant online meeting app used by millions of people to collaborate and get work done anywhere. More at join.me. By MassMutual, offering retirement and 401k plan solutions for more than 65 years. MassMutual.com/retirestrong. And by Lumosity.com, with web-based brain games designed to improve memory, attention, and more. Created by neuroscientists. Learn more at Lumosity.com.
Both Microsoft's Xbox and Sony's PlayStation have been showing off updated video game consoles this month. And there's Nintendo's Wii U system. But there's a new gaming console in town, the Ouya. It's had a lot of attention, partly because its crowdfunded Kickstarter campaign online had 60,000 backers, but also because Ouya only costs $100 and features a lot of independent video game options for players. Ben Kuchera is senior editor of the gaming website The Penny Arcade Report. He says Ouya won't put anyone out of business, but it will find an audience.
There's two ways to look at this. I don't think it's going to hurt Sony, Microsoft, or Nintendo. What I do think is possible is that it carves out a very profitable niche for itself. For people who like the idea of a $100 console, they can play all sorts of interesting and smaller independent games. Amazon is sold out. Target Online, I believe, is sold out. So do I think it's going to take down the upcoming Xbox One or the PlayStation 4? No. Do I think it could be a very profitable product for Ouya itself? Definitely.
Tell me about some of the games. These are not your Halos or other sort of big name games, right?
Yeah, these are smaller games. Most of them are being created by smaller teams. And it's kind of an interesting thing. We know what the new Call of Duty is going to look like. We kind of know what Halo is going to be like. There are some very interesting and kind of surprising games on the Ouya so far. There's games like Towerfall, which is a four-player game where you jump around and attack each other with bows and arrows. There's all sorts of arcade-style shooters. There are trivia games like You Don't Know Jack. It's very much like this odd buffet of odds and ends across all these different genres. And it's really fun to kind of dig in and find something you might not know about already, but is really interesting to at least try, if not pay for.
You know, for a long time, we've all thought about a very small number of players in the video game console market. There's Xbox, there's Sony PlayStation, there's Nintendo. Is Ouya the dawn of a new sort of era in which people have a lot more choices?
The interesting thing is that other companies could put together, you know, a $100 inexpensive Android-based console, much like the Ouya. So if this takes off, we're going to see what could be a very competitive marketplace for this hardware.
Ben Kuchera is senior editor of the Penny Arcade Report. Ben, thanks.
Thank you so much for having me.
And one last note before we go. You may have read that before he fled Hong Kong to Russia, NSA leaker Edward Snowden demanded lawyers who visited him put their cell phones in a nearby freezer. The reason for this? The New York Times said he was using the icebox's thick metal walls as an improvised Faraday cage. In 1836, Michael Faraday dreamt up a container that would impact electrical charges, and it turns out block radio signals, too. Snowden was likely hoping to avoid any unwanted surveillance this way, and just so you know, if there's not a freezer around, there is one other household item that might stop your cell phone from spying on you, a stainless steel martini shaker. Plus, if you pour a little vodka in there, your phone will really stop working. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Back in the day, a theater was more than just movies and popcorn.
The historic theater in these downtowns is one of the few remaining true authentic sources of the community.
I'm Sarah Gardner. How one southern city is revamping its landmark theater and reviving memories. Next time on Marketplace from APM.